Ron, I find it remarkable that God knows our entire history, our entire future, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, our mistakes, our weaknesses and strengths. He knows all of it, and it's overwhelming to think about. But what I find even more amazing is that in spite of that flawless knowledge, especially of our sin, that He loves us anyway.
It really is amazing, Brian, and believe it or not, I've met many people who don't believe it. In fact, some of the people who readily accept the fact that God exists, that God is exactly who He claims to be, and that He knows them intimately, are often the very ones who simply cannot believe that God loves them anyway. You'll hear them saying things like, "How can He love me when He knows everything I've done, everything I've thought?" And it's for that reason that the statement, "God loves you," is so difficult for some people. But I'll tell you something, Brian. As a pastor, I can work with that. I can work with someone who is humble enough to admit his or her own failings. It's the person who doesn't believe he or she needs a Savior that is extremely difficult to reach. But when I meet people who readily acknowledge their own sin, and because of that they have trouble believing God can truly love them, well, again, that's something I can work with. I've said it before, humility precedes salvation. And what I mean is this, we have to be humble enough to admit our sin and to admit our need for a Savior. That's step number one to salvation. But once people are already there, once they admit their need for a Savior, it's not nearly as hard to convince them that God loves them. And the reason is simple. Because deep down, all of us have a yearning, a deep, deep longing to love and be loved in spite of ourselves, to be accepted just as we are, to be told by someone that, yes, I know you've made mistakes, but I love you anyway. We all want that, Brian. And because God is ultimately the only person who can love us that way, love us perfectly without holding back, without judgment, without condemnation, well, this is why when we share the gospel with people, the very first thing we should do is hammer home the idea that God loves them unconditionally. He loves us just the way we are. Now, He loves us too much to leave us that way, but He loves us unconditionally. Focus on His love for them, and along the way, help them to see that you love them too. It's not the theology and the flowery speech and the complex arguments that ultimately lead people to Christ. Sometimes that works. Sometimes the Holy Spirit uses that in a wonderful way. But start with love. First, His love for them, but your love for them as well.